But let's look at Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 1. We're talking about, and 2, we're talking about, hear ye the word of the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord. I'm telling you, this is some powerful, 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 powerful word. And there's nothing in the universe that can stop the word of God. It says, my son, if thou, verse 1, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as hid treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and then find the knowledge of God, and find the knowledge of God, and find the knowledge of God. In chapter 3, verse 33, in the last part of that verse, it says, the Lord blesses the habitation of the just. His secret is with the righteous. You'll know God. You'll know God's will. You'll know God's way. You can know God's way. You can know God's will from your life. Listen, let's lighten up a little bit. Some of you are off work and you may be wondering about what you're going to do and how you're going to see through. God has already prepared the way. He's already made the way. When we moved to Oklahoma, I worked a little while, and the Lord told me to come home to stay with the children. My husband's work was very sporadic. It seems like there was no work to do in Oklahoma that summer. and it was hard with a family to supply. But you know what? We never went hungry. We never went without clothing. God always met our needs supernaturally, abundantly above what we could ask. And I'm telling you, he's no respecter of person. He'll do the same for you. When you put your trust in him and when you get his wisdom, let's look I want to go to Proverbs chapter 3, and I'm going to skip down to verses 5 through 8, 10, I think it is, for time's sake. What you need is in this word. What you need is in God. So maybe you're off from work or whatever that situation is. Take this time to study the word. Take this time to get to know God. Take this time to look on the inside of you. There may be something deep down inside of you that has lain dormant all these years. And now is the time for you to pull it up, pull it out, dust it off, look at it, get the wisdom of God, and know what to do with it. I'm telling you, God loves you so much, and he has given you so much ability. He prizes you so much. Listen, who else would give their son? Why else would he give his son if he didn't love me, if he didn't love you? More than anything in the world. He didn't give his son for the cows and for the bears and for the trees. He gave it for mankind because he loved us so much. And he loves us so much. So I want you to look at the scripture and whatever's going on through your mind. Sometimes you have to shut your mind off all the time if it's not thinking the thoughts of God. Bishop said a profound statement the other day. I knew it, but I hadn't heard it that way. He said, God says a lie has never come out of my mouth. So he's God and he cannot lie. A lie has never come out of his mouth. And so when you read this word, then you know it's the truth. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. And some may say, well, I'm not working. I can't tithe. I can't give. I can't help Mary. I can't help Sally. I need everything for myself. And this just came up in my spirit now. When we were in Oklahoma and things were tight, and we came into some money, and the Lord instructed us where to give and what to give. And it seems like, well, we need all of this money just to live, just to pay our rent, just to feed our five children. But the Lord instructed us to give, and we sold that money. And you know what? After then, we get a phone call one day. Bring! This is Larry. We had met Larry and Pam Dunning. They were from Oklahoma City. And they had bought a house in Coweta, same town we lived in, a brand new house. And they had moved back to Oklahoma City, had the house up for sale. Zakora, the Lord told us to give you a house. Tell me God won't work for you. He will if you trust him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. If you acknowledge him in all your ways, he will direct your path. You can't do it out of your head. You've got to get this word and meditate it, and meditate and meditate and put it in your heart, and then let it come out of your mouth.